Welcome aboard, Paulding County. It is that time of year. It is time for a new season of My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM. My name is Pete Seymour, your host for season number four. And I truly mean this, Paulding County. Seasons one through three, so much fun to put together. I've had an absolute blast doing it, and I'm so excited that you've chosen to spend a piece of your morning with me talking some Paulding County athletics. And we're going to start this show, well, like we do every single fall, and that is with some football. Week number one is packed away in the books from the Friday Night Lights. We have games that we have to break down, but more importantly, we are going to talk with the head man for your Paulding Panther football program, head coach Jim Menzie. He joins me coming up next with an in-depth look at the Paulding Panther team this year. They have a ton of returning talent coming off a 7-win season last year, 6 wins the season before that, so much momentum rolling into this one, a playoff berth for the Panthers last season. We're going to talk to Coach Menzie, and he's going to help me break it all down. But first and foremost, I really hope you guys had a great summer. Mine was fantastic. No complaints here. Got to travel. Got to go to some weddings this summer. Really had a good time. Got my golf in. Didn't get much better, which I guess leads me to my point in the fact that we need to talk some golf today. Golf, obviously, starting a few weeks earlier than every other fall sport. A lot of low scores already. We'll talk a lot of golf, both from the girls and from the boys. From Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp. So we'll have that coming up a little bit later. But first and foremost, the head coach for the Paulding Panthers, Jim Menzie, he joins me next. And I'm so excited that you're back for another season of My Sports with me right here on My 102.7 FM. Whoever you are and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports chatting some football. We are chatting Paulding Panther football with the fourth-year head man for the Paulding Panthers. He is head coach Jim Menzie. Coach, 7 wins last season, 6 wins the season before that. But I want to take you back to a conversation that we had 3 years ago when you took over this program. And you said you wanted a buy-in and a culture and a strength program that leads to a ton of success. I want to start by asking, how have you seen that so far in your tenure here?
It's come along very well. We're starting to reach down into the, you know, the elementary, middle school, and junior high, and building that culture from there. And now the swing of players are starting to come, the strength starting to come, and the buy-in is definitely there.
Now, last season, you guys averaged almost 32 points per game, 285 yards on offense, and one big part about this team is you get a lot of that back. Blake Roundhouse comes back. You get the Mans coming back as well. What can you say about the offense and where it is right now?
We did very well. We had a good scrimmage with Lipstick, and, we was down a little bit, came back. We actually eked it out at the end, but the boys, it was a great competition, and the boys have lived up to that. They've taken a lot more interest and pride to better their game each and every day.
Now you return your quarterback and your running back too. With all of those kids being together now for a few years and being able to build that chemistry, how have you seen them each take different steps as this program's moved forward?
Each of them contributed quite a bit. Strength has come up. I mean, for instance, Colt, he's roughly about 182 pounds and a lot faster and stronger than years past.
Was he about 120 as a freshman?
Yeah, 120 as a freshman, right. 125. So that's a very good contribution on that part. But the thing is, we got a lot of mouths to feed on that offensive side that we got to take some good steps forward to make sure it's done.
We'll also have another Mans coming up. Jason Mans, a sophomore. Is he going to see some time at receiver this fall?
Oh, yeah, and Jason's actually performed very well at Former Force. So he's there. I mean, ironically, most of them boys out there, wide receiver range, are roughly sitting around 6 foot, 6'1".
Nice.
They all definitely got the speed and they got some hands.
Now, I know you lose Kane Jones on the offensive side of things. Defensively, obviously, we can't talk about the Paulding Panther defense last year without starting with Jack Woods, who I know is throwing at Akron now, correct?
Yeah.
So you lose Jack Woods. Who have you seen step up so far to take some of those tackles into their own hands?
Well, Miguel's back this year. Jalen Manns has actually went to middle linebacker course. You're talking sidelines to sidelines, and Miguel's, you know, strength. I mean, you don't have the top speed of Jalen, but both of them are very good ball hawks.
And you also get Blake Roanhouse back there as well, right?
Yes, sir, and Jordan Manns.
And Jordan Manns, yeah.
Yeah, we got both of them back there. Both can play corner or safety for us. And like I said, we got the seniors, Isaac Couch and Damian Iliff up front. So that's going to be a good contribution for us.
Yeah, that's a lot of speed in the secondary. My gosh.
Been kind of lucky to get all that at one time.
Yeah, no, darn right, darn right. Since you had, you know, coming off a 7-win season, 6 before that, as I mentioned, as a head coach, you get a lot of those guys back. What's the key to continuing that momentum as fall ends last year? A lot of these guys go into different sports, and how do you carry that momentum on the football field into this season?
Well, it was a lot of time and out there going to basketball games and showing the boys that how much that I put into their next sport, you know, following them and encouraging them and praising them, opening the weight room up for them, you know, during some peak times that, you know, they couldn't get in usual. All the coaching staff's been such a great help for the last couple, 3-4 years. So, I mean, they've been there. They open it up. They watch. They help the kids. Kids can't make it sometimes. They open up on weekends for us. We, you know, this year we did a little bit more chalk talk on the board, mm-hmm. broke it down even more, make sure that the kids coming up are understanding. But the junior class, senior class are very good coaches within themselves. They kick the freshmen and sophomores under the wings and help them kind of gain that momentum.
Who were some of those freshmen sophomores who stood out so far early in camp?
Well, I mean, Wes Grandstaff has come in as a freshman. He's definitely seen some sparks. You got Javon Stiltner. He's definitely coming back to that spot there. So there's a lot of players that got it, but we've only got a couple that really stand out right now. And I think with that being said, Parker Egner is definitely going to be on there. He played a little bit of center for us last year and some guard. He bulked up a little bit. He's roughly around 230 pounds. So he's definitely going to weigh some of that offensive line down for us. So, I mean, we got pretty good sophomore class. Nick Baltman. He played a little bit last year. He's playing a rover for us this year. So I think you got some kids in them spots that are going to be in there for a couple, 2-3 years.
Now let's take you back through last year's season just really fast, because you guys start off, you win your first 5. That includes a game against Wayne Trace, which was a big one. Early in a season with a younger team at that point, rattling off all of those wins, how much did it do for your guys' confidence?
It helped us tremendously. When you win, sometimes you get a little lax. And this year, I mean, it's a different mindset. It's showing them that they got to take each game, you know, one step at a time. Last year was a definitely a booster for us. I mean, they absorbed it. You know, and I give a kid a short window of, you know, you can celebrate, but, you know, this is going to be short-lived, and mm-hmm. you got to get on to the next week. And, I mean, this year they've actually preached to themselves, so that's been a helpful way to grow.
What is the next step for this Paulding team, and how does this team take that next step and get that playoff win?
Well, they got to face what we've been facing for the last couple of years. We got to face them, Tenora's, of course, your Fairview, Tenora. But I mean, Edgerton, Wayne Trace, all are good opponents for us. The GMC's really got quite a bit of, you know, great opponents, but we've got to overcome them small setbacks. And I tell the boys all the time, I hold my hand up 5 and I tell them, this is what we lost to Tenora and Fairview by last year. So sometimes it's easier to lose a game by 15 and swallow it versus 2 points, because you're always thinking about what could you have done different.
All 4 of your losses last year, extremely close games, and you mentioned those. So, yeah, I understand what you're coming from is, you know, just a few plays here or there, and that's the difference. And, Coach, it seems like that you have the talent on both sides of the ball this year to get that done. I mean, a lot of names coming back, a lot of speed coming back. For you, goals this year as a coach, goals for the team, and any individuals that we should watch out for that you haven't mentioned yet?
Well, the goals of the team is to get better than what we did the previous year. And then also make sure everything's on that field and we don't take nothing back to that locker room. A good test grounds last year was going back and playing Bluffton in that first round and seeing how well we played. I mean, we gave up some key plays, but we was right in there. I mean, that could have changed in any second. So it shows the progression that the boys have done since the previous year before that. And then as a coaching staff, I mean, just to see these boys grow as individuals and people, and their education comes first and faith. I mean, that's all we can ask for. You know, I mean, people talk about X's and O's, but you also got to groom these young men to become better adults and coachable adults yet for the future.
How much does that playoff experience help these guys coming back too?
It gives them a chance. It gives them a chance to experience it that other teams in Paulding hasn't made it. It's going to be a little tighter this year at 12, but I mean, they set the cap high this year. They said they want to go back. And I said, you know, it's going to be even harder this year. You got 16. We be truthful. We kind of eked in both years. I mean, it got down to last games, you know. This year, it's going to be a choice that, you know, the committee's got to make, and we got to prove to the committee that we're valuable enough to get this.
Yeah, darn right. Well, Coach, hey, thank you for taking some time today. Best of luck this year, and hey, we can't wait. This is going to be a fun team this year.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you calling.
This has been Coach Menzie, fourth-year head coach for your Paulding Panthers. Time for break. When we come back, we are breaking down week number one in high school football, including those Paulding Panthers, and a big-time win. Back after this, stay with me right here on my 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
We're back here on My Sports week number one of the Friday Night Lights. It is all packed away. First and foremost, a huge thank you to the head coach of the Paulding Panthers, and those Paulding Panthers starting out 1-0 with a monster win in week number one, and the head coach, Jim Menzie. We just talked to him a little bit earlier, a ton of buzz surrounding this Paulding Panther team this year. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch. As I mentioned, they pick up a big-time victory one evening ago. Let's take you through the scoreboard. Paulding County and surrounding areas will start Paulding. Now, they've defeated Swanton three times in a row, and I think the combined score is 95-0 over those three games. How about this? Panthers 55, Bulldogs nothing last night. Liberty Center, they took it to Tenora, a GMC contender each and every year, 42-0. New Bremen, well, it was a tough one for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Six turnovers for Wayne Trace. We'll dive into this one a little bit more. New Bremen's a good football team. 41-0, they handled Wayne Trace last night. Patrick Henry over Hicksville, 45-0. Fairview takes down Wauseon in a nice win, 34-28. Edgerton over the Eden Bombers, 41-14. Delta 42, Ayersville 8, and then Montpelier just gets by Antwerp 24-16. It was 18-16 late in that ball game, but the Locomotives able to take down the Archers in week number one. Let's dive into the game I was at, and that was the Wayne Trace Raider game last night. Myself and Brady had the call on MySports.live, and first and foremost, I have to say, so good to be back. So good to be back on MySports.live and calling football in Paulding County. We have so much fun. I know Brady thinks the exact same way as I do. A lot of fun last night. A tough one for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Let's take a look at some of the stats. Well, total offense, most of these statistical categories, they are in favor of the New Bremen Cardinals, and that is because Wayne Trace had six turnovers. Six. Three of those being lost. So some things you have to clean up if you're Wayne Trace, but I'm going to start by saying all of the mistakes and any of the mistakes I saw from Wayne Trace tonight, they can all be corrected. There's some talent on that team. We saw some good things out of the Raiders, and it's just week number one. So they will power through this. I'm sure they will. Coach Holden will get them right. And New Bremen, like I said, give them all the credit in the world. That's a darn good football team in a really tough conference in the MAC. So first downs, edged to New Bremen there. Rushing attempts, well, they went 44 for 247 on the ground, and they just had a solid running game all night. And their quarterback, Gavin Dickey, not eye-popping numbers last night, but he was really good when he needed to be. Again, give New Bremen a ton of credit in this game. Six completions for Dickey. He only threw for 88 yards through the air, but he also contributed to that 247-yard rushing total. as he was the second leading rusher on the New Bremen squad. Jacob Kelly, their main back, 21 carries, 87 yards. That's a little over 4 yards per carry for him. Dickey, 9 for 81. And then Isaiah Whitlaw came in later in the game, another talented running back. He was only a sophomore. Went 2 for 30 on the ground. Lance Whitman, he led the way for Wayne Trace, 6 for 35. Carter Bumley, 7 for 30. A few tough runs for each of them. And, hey, Wayne Trace had some opportunities early in this game to put some scores on the board and just couldn't capitalize. But, again, those errors pretty much all forced by the Wayne Trace Raiders themselves. So I know Coach Stoller will get things cleaned up. Moving on to week number 2. And again, Gavin Dickey, 6 of 12, 88 yards through the air for Wayne Trace. Corbin Stoller, we saw him at the end of the game. He was 1 for 4 with 43 yards. And then the starter, Jack Schoenauer, 1 for 7 for 19 yards. Stellar defense from New Bremen last night. Receiving leaders, Joel Lozier, 3 for 52. And Gavin Quellhorst, 2 for 15. Quellhorst had a really nice game on both sides of the ball. For Wayne Trace, Logan Miller had a long catch for 43 yards. And then Clay Stoller also had a catch for 19 yards. The scoring, well, it looks like this. Again, your final 41-0, all New Bremen in this one. 7 in the first quarter. It was only 7-0 after 12 minutes of play in the second quarter, which Wayne Trace was really good in last year. They were outscored 20-0, and then a touchdown in the third, a touchdown in the fourth, brought you to your final 41-0. Jacob Kelly, 9-yard run, got us started with 7:03 left in the first. Gavin Dickey then punched it in from 1 yard out with 8:01 left in the second. Aaron Webker, 2-yard run. The kick was no good. That was about a 37-yard extra point that was missed. Gavin Dickey again, a 21-yard pass touchdown to Joel Lozier. Kick is good there, and that was right before halftime as time expired. Dickey again, a 32-yard run. Kick is good in the third quarter with 5:20 left, and then Owen Bornhorst late in the game, a 1-yard run to put this one to bed. Once again, your final, New Bremen 41, Wayne Trace 0. Well, I mentioned the Antwerp Archers elsewhere around the area. They had Montpelier on the ropes, and the Locos just sneaking by them, 24-16 again. They were only down 2, was Antwerp. It was about 18-8, I want to say, was the score. And then they climbed all the way back, and it was 18-16. 24-16 the final. Montpelier 24, Antwerp 16. And as we head over to Paulding, Blake Roanhouse, man, did he have himself a day. You heard Coach talk about the speed that the Paulding Panthers have on the outside this year. Well, Blake Roanhouse got it done on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball. And he did so to the tune of a 45-yard pick six. Again, doing it on both sides of the ball. Then a 46-yard touchdown catch. And then a 38-yard Hail Mary touchdown just before the half. Blake was named the signature embroidery player of the game on MySports.live. Gavin Dickey, the MySports.live player of the game from the Wayne Trace broadcast. And yeah, heck of a night for those two folks, I'll tell you what. But Blake Roanhouse, he's been really good. We've saw him grow up right before our eyes. Get out and watch those Paulding Panthers. Get out and watch those Wayne Trace Raiders. And get out and watch those Antwerp Archers as well. I know Coach Hale over there at Antwerp has them ready to go every single season. Little bit of a rebuild last year for the Archer program. They're back to get it going. And like I said, I know Coach Holden will get the Wayne Trace Raiders up and ready to go. So let's look at the schedules here coming up for the next week. A lot of the Paulding County teams, well, you know what? They hit the road next week. The Antwerp Archers, they head to Eden, and then they're at Hilltop the next week before returning home September 12th. That is the first GMC game against Edgerton. For the Wayne Trace football team, again, a tough loss at home to a really good New Bremen team. They're at Spencerville next, and then they have Crestview and then Paulding at home. Circle that Paulding game. That is on Friday, September 12th, and of course, we'll be on MySports.live. If you missed any of the broadcasts, of course, they're all archived on the MySports.live website for on-demand access, and that leaves us with Paulding. The future for them, well, it looks like this, and it's looking pretty bright after a massive win in week number 1. But they're on the road for the next 3 weeks. I mentioned that game at Wayne Trace being on September 12th. Well, before that, August 29th, they're at North Central. And at Delphus Jefferson, that is September 5th. So they have a chance to go 3-0 going into that Wayne Trace game. Then they come back home to face Ayersville and Fairview. GMC play in full swing. First and foremost, I hope everybody made it out of week one healthy. Number one, we saw some really good football. Again, it was week number one for everybody, officials, refs, broadcasters, players, all the above. I'm really looking forward to the rest of the year, and there's a lot of talent in Paulding County, a lot of talent in the GMC. It's wide open as it's ever been. I know people have their picks, but I'm really excited to see how it all plays out. So that is week number one. It is wrapped up with a bow on it. I still can't believe we're talking football, and I can't believe it's going to be September here soon. Week number two, we'll have all that coverage next week, but that was a look at week number one, some of your scores, and some of your top performers from week one of high school football. All right, time for a break here on My Sports. We've talked a lot of football already, including with the head coach of the Paulding Panthers, Jim Menzie. We need to talk some golf. We need to talk some volleyball. And then later in the show, I'm going to bring you one of my new segments, and it's going to be a fan favorite. I already know it. And that is called The Best Thing That I Have Seen in Sports This Week. So you won't want to miss that. That's coming up a little bit later. But when we come back, we're chatting some volleyball. We're chatting some golf as My Sports rolls on right here on My 102.7 FM. Stay with us, Paulding County. We'll be right back.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
My Sports rolls on, and a huge thank you to the head coach of the Paulding Panther football program. He is Jim Menzie in his fourth year, and ever since Coach Menzie has taken over this squad, boy, their eyes have been pointing up the standings. 6 wins 2 years ago, 7 wins last season, including a playoff berth, a tough playoff loss, but the Panthers have so much buzz around the program right now. You heard Coach Menzie, get out and support your maroon and white. It's going to be a lot of fun this year for the Paulding Panthers, and best of luck to Coach Menzie and the team this season. We, of course, will have the head coaches for the Antwerp Archer program, Jason Hale, and the Wayne Trace Raiders, Matt Holden. They will join us here in upcoming weeks, but I thought it was pretty perfect to start it out with Coach Menzie to kick us off on another season of My Sports. So we talked some football. It is now time to talk some volleyball. We are also going to talk some golf coming up in a little bit. And I'm going to introduce you to a new segment that I'm doing this year that is called My Favorite Thing to Happen in Sports This Week. Week number one, I can tell you, it involves a cat, and I'm going to leave it at that. So ponder that, and we are going to get to that a little bit later. Again, the best thing I saw in sports this week, it doesn't have to be Paulding County related. Some might be. I mean, I'm going to see some great football games, some great volleyball games this year, but I'm going to try and keep it around Northwest Ohio, this area-ish. I'm going to have a lot of fun with it this year. Anyway, let's get back to the point, and that point is volleyball. In fact, you need 25 of them to win a set in volleyball. Let's start with Paulding over Van Wert. It was in straight sets from this past week, 25-8, 25-11, and 25-9 individual leaders. SDP's 10 aces, 31 assists. Addison Aaron with 8 kills. Kaylee Dunham with 7 kills. Cade Kukuk with 8 kills. Carly Breedlove with 7 kills and 2 blocks. Addie P's 3 aces. Tori Schlatter, 11 digs and 3 aces. Then Lucy Breyer with 6 kills. More volleyball on the varsity side of things. It was Kaleida over Antwerp in straight sets, 25-19, 25-12, and 25-8. Some more scores from this past week before we take a look at the scoreboard and the standings from Thursday. Well, on Thursday, it was a straight set winner for Lincoln View over Wayne Trace, 25-11 in the first set. The Raiders coming back, just losing by 3, 25-22 in the second, and a close third as well, 25-21. So let's take a look at the volleyball scoreboard and the standings as of now. Then we're going to get to some golf. A ton of golf happening already this year, as I previously mentioned. It was Fairview over Bryan in 4 sets, 3-1 Apaches there. Edgerton takes down North Central in straight sets. Wauseon over Hicksville in straight sets. Lincoln View, as I mentioned, over Wayne Trace in straight sets. Tenora over Otsego. Paulding over Pettisville. That's a nice win for the Paulding Panthers. Miller City over Antwerp in straight sets. And then it took 5, but Ayersville took down Archbold 3-2 in a 5-set contest. So let's take a look at the volleyball standings. No conference play yet, of course,
But Edgerton, they are still undefeated, 3-0 overall. Ayersville 1-1, Fairview 2-0, Paulding 2-1, Tenora 2-1, Hicksville, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp all still looking for their first victory. Can't wait to follow those teams throughout the entire year. Volleyball is always so much fun. I know I have a volleyball game coming up next week for MySports.live. Really looking forward to that one. And of course, Football Friday, a ton of football games always live on the MySports.live website. So let's get to golf. We're going to talk about some team scores. Then we're going to talk about some individual scores. We're going to start earlier in the week. I'm not going to go back all the way to the beginning of the season, but we are going to talk about the girls and the guys on the golf course. Zane McMichael, he is back and cruising for Antwerp. He shot a 40 at Ponder River Golf Course back on Monday, and that was against Crestview. Crestview as a team did edge out the Archers. Matthew Dealey with the low score of a 35. Chase Feasby right behind him, a 38. Logan Schemmler, a 39. Not often that you have three in the 30s. Well done, Crestview. But Griffin Kosh, a 46, Dylan Hahn, a 45, Emerson Morrow, a 44, Lincoln Lucas, a 48, and Noah Lucas, a 49 for the Archers. For the ladies, it was a try match on Monday, and that was at Delphus Country Club. Wayne Trace, they led the way with a team score of 208, led by Ella Crosby, one shot off the low score on the day by Briley Geary of Delphus Jefferson. Regan McGarvey, a 51 for the red, white, and blue. Olivia Bauman, a 55, Ryan Jay, a 58, and Aubrey Dougal, a 66. Again, the low score, Briley Geary from Delphus Jefferson, a 43. Let's talk some Raider boys golf now, and this was on Tuesday. And how about Brody Rossworm? A match low of a 35. Autoville just edging out Wayne Trace, and the team scores by six strokes, 162 to 168. Connor Wanamaker, he was also in the 30s with a 39. Ryan Parker, a 44. Lance Manley, a 50. Grayson Sutton, a 52. And Maxton Williamson, a 56. And I have to say, if I had any of these scores on the golf course, I think that I would be pretty happy. Autoville takes this one from Wayne Trace. And Fort Loramie, 162, 168, 173, your team scores. Let's talk Paulding golf. And it was a really close one, this one being played at Auglaize Golf Course. Wauseon, Paulding, and Bryan. Wauseon a team score of 157, but it was Tyler Goyings shooting a 38 for Paulding. They tied with Bryan as Kai Dubert shot a 37, low score on the day. Jack Degger right behind Goings with a 41. Timothy Font a 41 as well. Zachary Barton a 41. Gannon Parrott a 42. And Nick Hatcher a 44. Well done, Paulding. Again, I would take any of those scores from the top five, six players of any of these teams. More boys golf. This one takes us to Auglaize Golf Course. It was Paulding, Hicksville, and Antwerp. And Paulding winning the tri-match here. Tyler Goings once again on a roll. Low score of the day with a 37. Timothy Font at 41. Gannon Parrott at 41. Zach Barton at 43. Jack Degger at 44. And Nick Hatcher a 46. All right, let's fast forward and take a look at some of the GMC Golf individual standings so far this year. Through one Green Meadows Conference golf match, well, Tenora, they are out in front. They have five in the top five, a 39 for Caden Massengale. Ryder Backhouse, a 39, Calvin Martin, a 40, Parker Hancock, a 40, and Logan Stein, a 41. Kellen Foreman, he had a 42, Luke Eicher from Hicksville, a 42. Foreman, again, from Ayersville. Then we see some Wayne Trace Raiders, Ryan Parker, a 42, Andrew Esbach, a 43 from Ayersville, and then Jonah Schinninger from Fairview, a 43. And then we see a few Paulding Panthers a little bit farther down the list. Jack Degger, a 45, Nick Hatcher, a 45 as well, Timothy Fawn, a 47, and Zachary Barton, a 47, followed by Connor Wanamaker for Wayne Trace, also with a 47. We will keep you updated on all of the golf scoring for the boys and the girls. The girls standing so far, again, only after one Green Meadows Conference match. Regan McGarvey, she has been consistent, to say the least. And consistency, the biggest thing that you can have on a golf course. McGarvey shooting a 39. Jaden Deesh from Edgerton, a 44. Lila Backhouse from Tenora, a 44. Then you have Delaney Dackenhouse from Paulding shooting a 45. From Wayne Trace, Ella Crosby and Olivia Bauman, both with 47s. And then Aubrey Dougal, a 49 for the Wayne Trace Raiders. So there's a look at some golf, there's a look at some volleyball, and we are in full swing for fall sports in Paulding County. How much fun is it already?
Week number one of high school football, that is packed away. We talked about all of that. Coming up next, we have my new segment, and that is the best thing that I have seen this week in sports. You won't want to miss it. I'm planning on having a ton of fun with these segments throughout this entire season. So that's coming up next. As I mentioned earlier, if you missed it, it involves a cat. The best thing that I've seen all week in sports. Again, doesn't have to be in Paulding County. I'm sure there's going to be some that come from Paulding County with all the touchdowns and big wins that we see throughout the year. But that segment is coming up next. The best thing that I have seen in sports this week. You won't want to miss it as my sports rolls on right here in the My 1027 WMYW studios. Back after this.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then, boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports, season number 4, episode number 1 for me, your host, Pete Seymour. And I once again thank you so much for spending a piece of your morning with us, chatting some Paulding County athletics. We're going to take a really fast step aside from Paulding County athletics. I told you earlier in the show I was going to introduce you to a new segment for this season, and that is the best thing I've seen in sports this week. Well, this week was actually pretty easy. If you follow the Bowling Green football team at all, you follow the Mid-American Conference, you're on Twitter, you may have seen this. All right, so the Bowling Green football team suffered a really bad injury to one of their players here a few weeks ago. Well, one of the other players, his teammate obviously, came in and brought his cat. The cat is now the team cat. If you haven't seen these videos, please go look them up. You can find them on the internet. Pretty much everybody's got a hold of them. But the cat's name is Pudge. And the viral video that started it all was a player recording it saying, hey, you might have a $300 million facility, but you know what? We have a team cat, Pudge. And Pudge, since then, he has been interviewed. The fame is crazy for Pudge right now. So just a hilarious storyline that sports in general, college football, football in general, bring us. And they put smiles on our face each and every week. So I hope you take that piece of information, go look this up online, because the pictures are absolutely hilarious. Pudge has been interviewed a few times. Pudge has his own jersey, and hey, what a better way to boost morale during a tough time at football camp than bringing your pet cat. And like I said, pretty much everybody's got a hold of this by now. It went viral on all the social media sites, so go on and check it out. And I really hope this segment can bring a smile to your face each and every week, so go vote Pudge the Cat, one of the best mascots in college football for the season. Absolutely love it. Well done. Well, before I put a lid on the first episode of My Sports, we would not be here doing this without the support of our sponsors. Each and every week, I thank them because each and every week, they are so important to our show and to Paulding County. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and of course the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Without their support, I would not be able to help tell the stories of your student athletes in Paulding County. What a fun first show that we had today. Head coach Jim Menzie broke down the Paulding Panthers football program. Once again, so much energy around the program this year. Looking for that first playoff win in quite some time. They got to the playoffs last year, suffered a tough loss in the first round, but they are back, ready to bounce back and get out and support your Panthers at Keyser Field. And I'm really excited to be out at Wayne Trace for a ton of games this fall on MySports.live. Again, all of your coverage from all of the Paulding County schools, Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Coach Hale's Antwerp Archers. It is all live on MySports.live. Every single Friday, there is a home game. Check the schedule for the coverage. Log on to MySports.live and look at the social media pages. They're always being updated with the coverage from throughout the current week. So check all of those out, and if you missed any of the games live, you know they are archived on the MySports.live website for on-demand access, much like these radio shows, which are available on the My1027.org website. Not just this season, but every season that I've been doing My Sports, it is up for on-demand listening, seasons 1, 2, and 3. we're at like 150 episodes right now at this point. It's pretty cool to look back on everything. And if you recap from last year, I always take a full look back at the season in one of my last episodes. So to gear you up for this year, go on to last season, take a listen to some of our guests. And I referenced it in my conversation with Coach Menzie. It was a conversation that me and him had 3 years ago about him building this Paulding Panther program and how he was going to do it. And the reflection process was just really cool because I got to ask him that many years later, how have you seen it grow? And again, his answer, if you missed it, will be on demand on the my1027.org website. Well, that's week number one. We talked football, we talked volleyball, we talked golf, and we talked to the head man for the Paulding Panthers, Jim Menzie. What a way to kick things off on another episode of My Sports, and I'm so glad that you chose to join me right here on my 102.7 FM. Whoever you are, and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County. I'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place, right here from the Y1027 WMYW studios. Have a great week, and you take care.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.